Well, how you feeling, boy?
I feel pretty good, Dad.
Yeah, he's feeling great. He's got a model and a magic set. All kinds of love from being sick.
Well, that's great. By the way, I brought you the bicycle tape and the ice cream you wanted. And after supper, I thought I'd bring the television set in so you could watch it.
Gee, that'd be great, Dad. Thanks a lot.
Sit up, Matt.
Hey, Wally, can I take these rings apart?
Lay off, Beaver. Who got sick around here anyway? You and me.
All right, son.
Yeah, you're the one that got sick, all right.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Where are the boys this morning? I'm not down to breakfast yet.
Guess they're getting dressed.
They're unusually quiet, aren't they? By this time, they've usually had two or three brotherly skirmishes.
Well, they're running a little behind schedule this morning. Probably didn't have time to work in a fight.
Yeah.
Well, they have the water running.
Wally, why did Mom take our beds apart?
I don't know. Grown people always get a kick out of moving furniture around.
That's a neat sound you're making. How do you do it?
I'm gargling.
What you doing that for?
Well, my throat felt kind of sore this morning.
You feel sick, Wally?
No, I don't feel sick, but I don't feel well.
Which do you feel the most of?
Well, we're having a baseball game at school, so I think I feel more well than I feel more sick.
Where's your throat hurt, Wally?
Right about here.
Oh. Back where your tongue starts to grow, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Boys, hurry up. Your breakfast has been ready for a long time.
I had to wait for Wally. He had a gurgle.
Gurgle?
He means gargling, Mom.
Wally, are you sick? Your head feels awfully hot.
Oh, I'll be okay, Mom. And anyway, I got a ball game.
So that's it. Wally, I'm going to take your temperature.
Mom.
Beaver, you go down and get your breakfast, and then you go on to school. And if Wally's all right, I'll drive him there later.
Okay, Mom.
Now, let me think. That thermometer must be in our bathroom.
Thanks a lot, Beaver.
I do something wrong?
What did you have to go and tell her I was gurgling for? Now I'll probably have to stay home from school and miss the ball game.
I'm sorry. Maybe when she takes your temperature, you can hold back so it won't show.
Beaver, would you go to school?
Hey, June! Oh, June, I'm going.
Honey, I was just getting the thermometer. I think Wally has a sore throat.
Well, you want me to take a look at it?
Oh, no. If it's anything, I'll call Dr. Richardson.
Okay, but call me at the office.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, dear.
Ward, I don't have a sore throat.
Bye.
Hello? Oh, hello, Ward.
Hi. I just called to see how Wally was getting along.
Dr. Richardson just left. He says if Wally stays in bed all day today, he can go back to school tomorrow. Give him some pills. Oh, honey, wait a minute. Wally has some instructions for you.
Uh-huh. All right, I'll remember, dear.
No, I won't forget. Tell him I was asking for him. All right, bye. Grace, just before I leave today, I want you to get a roll of bicycle tape and a pint of chocolate chip ice cream. Yeah, that's right. No, Grace, I think you'll have to go to two different stores.
Your father's going to bring home the ice cream and the bicycle tape.
Gee, thanks, Mom. Mom, it says here, take one pill twice a day.
That's right.
Well, gee, how can you take the same pill twice?
You know, you have your father's sense of humor.
Is that good?
Sometimes. I'll get you some more orange juice.
You certainly are.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. How's Wally? Is he still sick? How's his head? Is his tongue still hot?
He's gonna be fine, Beaver.
Hey, Wally, you know what happened? Can I come near you, or are you catchy?
I think it's all right. I can't be catching, because I'm going back to school tomorrow.
Where'd you get the neat model?
Mom got it for me, so I'd have something to do. Dad's bringing me home some ice cream.
Was the doctor here?
Yeah, Dr. Richardson. You know him.
Oh, yeah. He has a mustache. And he always smells like his office. What'd he do, huh, Wally?
Well, he did like all doctors do. He came in, and then he washed his hands. Then he looked at me, and he washed his hands again, and then he left.
Didn't he stick you or anything?
Uh-uh. He just gave me these pills.
I never knew he was such a good doctor.
Wally! Eddie and Tui are downstairs. Here, drink this.
Well, gee, tell him to come on up.
All right, I will. Now, look, if there's anything else you want, you just let me know.
Gee, thanks, Mom.
Come on up, boys.
Boy, this is great. You're getting way in and everything.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, guys.
Hi, man.
Well, how are you, Wally?
How is he? He's the healthiest-looking sick man I ever saw.
He's got a model. Dad's bringing home ice cream.
Hey, what's this?
Orange juice.
Orange juice? You better watch it, boy. They got a way of slipping things over on you by putting it in orange juice.
Well, if there was anything in it, it's too late now.
What's in the paper bag?
Well, when we heard you were sick, Wally, the whole class chipped in and we bought you a present.
Ah, gee, the guy shouldn't have done that. What's in it?
As the chosen representative of the 8th grade of the Grant Avenue School, I hereby present you with this genuine Oriental magic set.
Hey.
It cost $2.30. I was a treasurer.
Boy, this is real neat.
Hey, here's a picture of a guy sawing a girl in half. Can you do that with it?
Not for $2.30.
Boy, I tried to saw a girl in half, though.
You know something, Wally? That Mary Ellen Rogers was asking for you.
No fun?
Yeah. She said, give my love to Wally. Then she made a face like she was gonna get sick.
I wonder what she'd do that for.
Oh, cut it out, Rock. Who do you think you're kidding? Yeah.
I cut it out. The doctor says I can come back to school tomorrow. Thanks a lot for all the swell junk.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get going. I promised Chester Anderson I'd help him get the ticks out of his dog.
Yeah, I gotta get going, too. Hey, Wally, if you get real good with that magic set, maybe you can come up with something to make this little squirt disappear.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Cleaver. We were just cheering up Wally.
So I heard.
I hope he feels better, Mr. Cleaver.
Well, thank you, Tui.
Well, come on, Tui. You can't keep that dog waiting.
Well, how you feeling, boy?
I feel pretty good, Dad.
Yeah, he's feeling great. He got a model and a magic set. All kinds of loot from being sick.
Well, that's great. By the way, I brought you the bicycle tape and the ice cream you wanted. And after supper, I thought I'd bring the television set in so you could watch it.
Gee, that'd be great, Dad. Thanks a lot.
Sit up, Matt.
Hey, Wally. Can I take these rings apart?
Lay off, Beaver. Who got sick around here anyway? You or me?
All right, son.
Yeah, you're the one that got sick, all right.
Excuse me, Beaver. Say, aren't the boys late again this morning?
No, they're just normally behind schedule. But I'll go up in a minute and see.
Come on, Beaver, hurry up. What do you think you're doing?
I'm gargling. When I got up this morning, my throat felt kind of sore.
Where's it hurt?
Where'd you say yours hurt?
Right about here.
That's where mine hurts, too.
Boys, what's holding you up?
Well, the Beaver here says he's sick.
I think I got what Wally had yesterday. He was breathing all over me.
Well, your head doesn't feel warm. But I better take your temperature. Oh, Wally, you better run on to school.
Okay, Mom. So long, Beaver. So long, Mom.
So long. Come on, Beaver. Get in bed.
Mom, you're going to call Dr. Richardson, aren't you?
Well, of course I am. He's our family doctor. Come on now, Beaver. Get in bed.
Oh, hi, Joan. I just called to see how the Beaver was getting along. Has the doctor been there yet?
Not yet, dear. I called his office. Beaver doesn't have any temperature at all.
Huh. Well, the doctor will know about that. Look, dear, I'm going to try to get away early today. Is there anything you want me to bring? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right, I'll see you pretty soon, dear. Bye. Grace, before I leave today, I want you to get me a package of turtle food and a pint of chocolate chip ice cream. Yes, Grace, you'll have to go to two different stores again.
Well, you look a lot better.
I didn't think I did. Did you call Dr. Richardson?
I called his office.
When's he coming?
Oh, in about an hour. But he isn't coming himself.
Then who's Saul's coming?
Well, Dr. Richardson is out of town, and so is Associate Dr. Bradley is coming.
We ever had Dr. Bradley?
No. I've never even met him. He's a new doctor. I think he's quite young.
Mom?
Yes, Beaver?
Is Dr. Bradley a pill doctor? Or the other kind?
Well, Beaver, I really don't know, but... Well, I'm sure he's a very good doctor.
I'm sure he is, too.
Here, honey. You drink your orange juice, and then I'll come up and see you later. All right?
Okay, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We're home.
Oh, hello, Wally.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Gee, your kitchen always looks so clean.
Well, thank you, Eddie.
My mother says it looks as though you never do any work in here.
Oh?
Here, Eddie.
What are you doing home so early, Wally?
Oh, we only had half-day school today. I think the teachers had to go to a lecture or something.
Oh. They gotta sit and let somebody talk to them for a change.
Mom, clear something to eat?
Well, Wally, aren't you gonna go upstairs and say hello to your brother?
Well, gee, why would I do that?
Well, he's in bed. He didn't go to school today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Come on, eh? We'll say hello to the kid.
I'll try to cheer him up, Mrs. Cleaver. I know how it is when you're sick. You know what I'll bet? I'll bet the little squirt's putting on an act.
As soon as I get my glove, we'll go over to the field.
Yeah, we ought to wipe those guys.
Oh, hi, Beef.
Hi.
Hiya, Squirt.
What are you guys doing home from school at noon time?
Well, don't you remember, Beef? We only had half a day out of day, on account of teachers going to a lecture.
Gee, I didn't know I was getting sick on a half day.
That's tough.
You guys bring me anything?
Gee, Beef, we didn't get a chance to.
Wally, why don't you guys hang around up here till the doctor comes?
Well, gee, Beef, we'd like to, but we got a ball game. I'll see you.
What's the matter, Eddie?
Boy, you better look sicker than that when the doctor gets here.
Hi, dear.
Hi. One package of turtle food, one pint of chocolate chip.
Thank you.
How's the patient?
Seems fine. Dr. Bradley's going to stop by after office hours. Dr. Richardson's out of town. Beaver seems fine, though.
Hmm. Well, I guess it's all right for him to have visitors, then, huh?
Visitors?
Well, there's a young lady and gentleman from his class at school to see him. Whitey and Judy. Come on in, kids.
Hello, Miss Cleaver.
Hi, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hi.
We came to see Beaver, Miss Cleaver. But if it isn't convenient, we'll come back to see him when it is convenient.
Oh, you go right on upstairs.
Don't worry, Mrs. Cleaver. Whatever he's got, I can't catch it, because I've had everything.
Aren't they cute?
That Judy's a regular Florence Nightingale in pigtails, isn't she?
Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Whitey.
We heard you were sick, so we came to see you.
We both came to see you, me and Judy.
Yeah, I know. Did you bring me anything from the class?
Yeah, we brought you your homework.
Oh.
Miss Canfield said you should work on it over the weekend to catch up with the class.
But didn't all the guys chip in and buy me something?
We didn't have time. It was a half a day.
Miss Canfield said, if you're not better by Monday, we should send you a geranium.
Oh, I think I'll be better by Monday.
How do you know? Did you have the doctor yet?
No, he's coming this afternoon. It's not Dr. Richardson, though. It's Dr. Bradley. Do either of you guys know Dr. Bradley?
Not me.
He used to come to see my sister.
What did she have?
She had a baby.
Why are you worrying about the doctor, Beaver? I'll bet you're scared of doctors.
I am not. I just like to know what he's like, that's all.
He came to see me once when I had spots on my face.
He gave you pills, huh?
No, not that time. He asked me to roll over, and then you know what.
Did it hurt?
It always hurts.
Gee, I was hoping he was a pill doctor like Dr. Richardson.
We've got to go now, Beaver. Be sure to do your homework. I told Miss Canfield you would.
Okay.
We were just leaving, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, that's fine, Judy. Dr. Bradley's here now.
Well, hello, Whitey. How are you?
I'm fine. You came to see the Beaver.
Well... So this is the patient. Hi.
Hi.
Could I wash up, Mrs. Cleaver?
Oh, right in here.
That sure is a big bag, isn't it, Mom?
Well, he's a very busy doctor.
That's what Whitey says.
I'm going to be downstairs if you want me, all right?
Okay. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Goodbye, Whitey. Judy, thanks for coming. Well, how's he doing?
He doesn't look sick, but he looks awfully worried.
You know, I wonder if he got the sore throat from Wally or just the idea from him.
Very interesting.
Got something that needs pills, don't I?
Theodore, I think you have something that needs more than that.
You mean I gotta roll over?
No. But I think you and I had better have a little talk. Did you ever hear about the boy who cried wolf?
No. Is he one of your patients?
No. He was a boy a long time ago. In order to get attention, he told everyone that he was in trouble when he wasn't. Then when trouble really came, there wasn't anyone there to listen. Theodore, have you been crying wolf?
I guess so. But I only wanted to get a lot of good loot. Like my brother Wally did when he was sick.
Well, it's very normal to want attention. But you know, there are a lot of really sick people in this world. And if fellas like you start pretending you're sick when you're really not, why, we doctors just won't have enough time to see the people who really need us. You can understand that, can't you?
I guess it's a pretty mean way to get ice cream and stuff. I guess Mom and Dad were pretty worried about me. Do you want me to go down right now and tell them I was making it all up?
Well, I'll go down and tell them you're all right. But the rest is up to you. It's not going to be easy. When you start out by telling a lie, it makes telling the truth an awful lot harder.
Yeah. I sure wish I'd never started all this. Say, Doctor.
Yes?
Thanks for not asking me to roll over.
Hey, Beav, why don't you eat something?
Sort of not hungry.
Hi, Beaver.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad. Here's your ice cream. Well, Beaver, you hardly touched your supper.
I bet he eats his ice cream, though.
I don't kind of feel like it.
Why, Beaver? The doctor said you were perfectly fine this afternoon.
I've been perfectly fine all day. I would just call him Wolf, like Dr. Bradley said.
I see. Well, Beaver, you know you shouldn't do a thing like this, don't you?
Yes, Dad. Dr. Bradley told me about all the really sick people in the world who need him. I won't do it never again, Dad.
We know you won't, Beaver.
Beaver, just so the ice cream doesn't go to waste, I think you'd better eat it.
Wally, yesterday when you were sick and got all that loot, were you faking too?
Well, of course not. My throat really hurt. It hurt way back here.
It really did, huh?
Yeah, I was really sick.
You know, Wally, you get all the breaks.
Beaver, will you eat your ice cream?